Interludes. Venli, Rissin, Teft. Interlude 12. Rhythm of Withdrawal. After living for a week in a cave in Marat, Venli found herself missing the stone hermitage she'd been given outside Kolinar. Her new dwelling was even more austere, with only a single blanket for sleeping and a simple cook fire upon which she prepared fish the crowds brought her. She was growing dirty, rough. That was what the fused seemed to want, a hermit living in the wilds. Apparently that was more convincing for the local crowds they brought to listen to her, most of whom were former Thalen slaves. She was instructed to speak of passion and emotion more often than she had in Alethkar. "My people are dead now," Venli said to Destruction, repeating the now familiar speech. "They fell in that last assault, singing as they drew the storm. I remain, but my people's work is done." Those words hurt. Her people couldn't be completely gone, could they? "The day now belongs to your passion," she continued to command. "We had named ourselves listeners because of the songs we heard. These are your heritage, but you are not to just listen, but sing. Adopt the rhythms and passions of your ancestors. You must sail to battle, for the future, for your children, and for us, those who died that you might exist." She turned away, as instructed that she'd do after the end of each speech. She wasn't allowed to answer questions any longer, not since she'd talked with some of these singers about the specific history of her people. It made her wonder. Did the Fused and the Voidspren fear the heritage of her people, even as they used her for their purposes? Or did they not trust her for other reasons? She put her hand to her pouch. Odium didn't seem to know that she'd been in that vision with Dalinar Kolin. Behind, a Voidspren led the Thalen singers away. Venli moved toward her cave, but then hesitated. A Fused sat on the rocks just above the opening. "Ancient one?" she asked. He grinned at her and giggled. "Another one of those." She started into the cave, but he dropped and seized her under the arms, then carried her into the sky. Venli prevented herself, with difficulty, from trying to batter him away. The Fused never touched her, not even the crazy ones, without orders. Indeed, this one flew her down to one of the many ships at the harbor, where Rhine, the tall Fused who had accompanied her during her first days preaching in Alethkar, stood at the prow. He glanced toward her as she was landed roughly on the deck. She hummed to conceit at her treatment. He hummed to spite, a small acknowledgement of a wrong done, the best she'd get out of him. So she hummed to satisfaction in response. "Ancient one?" she asked to craving.
"You are to accompany us as we sail," he said to command. "You may wash yourself in the cabin as we go if you wish. There is water."
Venli hummed to craving and looked toward the main cabin. Craving slipped into abashment as she considered the sheer size of the fleet that was launching around her. Hundreds of ships, which must have been filled with thousands of singers, were sailing from coves all along the coast. They dotted the seas like rock buds on the plains. "Now?" she asked to abashment. "I wasn't prepared. I didn't know."
"You may wish to grab hold of something. The storm will soon arrive."
She looked to the west. "A storm?" She hummed to craving again.
"Ask,"
Rhine said to command. "I can easily see the strength of the grand assault force we've gathered, but why do we need such? Are not the Fused enough of an army themselves?"
"Cowardice?" he asked to derision. You do not wish to fight.
I simply seek to understand. Rhyme changed to a new rhythm, one she rarely heard, the rhythm of withdrawal, one of the only new rhythms that had a calm tone.
The strongest and most skilled of our number have yet to awaken. But even if we were all awake, we would not fight this war alone. This world will not be ours. We fight to give it to you, our descendants. When it is won, our vengeance taken and our homeland secured at long last, we will sleep, finally.
He then pointed at the cabin.
Go prepare. We will sail swiftly, with Odium's own storm to guide us.
As if in agreement with his words, red lightning flashed on the western horizon.